Hermione finished reading and looked across the table at the other two.
So now we know how we ended up with Umbridge. Fudge passed this educational decree and forced her on us, and now he's given her the power to inspect other teachers.
Hermione was breathing fast and her eyes were very bright.
I can't believe this. It's outrageous.
I know it is, said Harry. He looked down at his right hand clenched upon the tabletop and saw the faint white outline of the words Umbridge had forced him to cut into his skin. But a grin was unfurling on Ron's face.
What?
Said Harry and Hermione together, staring at him.
Oh, I can't wait to see McGonagall inspected, said Ron happily. Umbridge won't know what's hit her.
Well, come on, said Hermione, jumping up. We'd better get going. If she's inspecting Binsey's class, we don't want to be late.
But Professor Umbridge was not inspecting their history of magic lesson, which was just as dull as the previous Monday, nor was she in Snape's dungeon when they arrived for double potions, where Harry's Moonstone essay was handed back to him with a large, spiky black D scrawled in an upper corner.
I have awarded you the grades you would have received if you presented this work in your OWL,
said Snape with a smirk as he swept among them, passing back their homework.
This should give you a realistic idea of what to expect in your examination.
Snape reached the front of the class and turned on his heel to face them.
The general standard of this homework was abysmal. Most of you would have failed had this been your examination. I expect to see a great deal more effort for this week's essay on the various varieties of venom antidotes. Or I shall have to start handing out detentions to those dunces who get D's.
He smirked as Malfoy sniggered and said in a carrying whisper,
Some people got D's. Ha!
Harry realized that Hermione was looking sideways to see what grade he had received. He slid his Moonstone essay back into his bag as quickly as possible, feeling that he would rather keep that information private. Determined not to give Snape an excuse to fail him this lesson, Harry read and reread every line of the instructions on the blackboard at least 3 times before acting on them. His strengthening solution was not precisely the clear turquoise shade of Hermione's, but it was at least blue rather than pink like Neville's, and he delivered a flask of it to Snape's desk at the end of the lesson with a feeling of mingled defiance and relief.